Obviously, we all have desires, dreams, goals, objectives, but desire alone doesn't create the achievement, the outcome, the results that we desire or better. The difference between wishing for a better future and creating one is our ability to align our thoughts, our emotions, beliefs, our words, and our actions. Every result begins internally before it appears externally. So in other words, it happens twice because our thoughts become our perceptions and our perceptions give meaning to what we do. And that meaning is what fuels our actions, our behavior. And that behavior is what creates the results. Dreaming about the results is just a start, but we need intention. We need to do, say, think, feel, and believe where we want to be or better before it appears externally. We've all known people with incredible skills, incredible knowledge, and incredible talent, and even ambition, who never reach where they want to be, or even better, their potential. While others with fewer resources somehow achieved extraordinary success through that consistent, persistent pursuit of their potential in doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing what they desire. It is desire that's the spark that will get us up, get us back up, get us started, get us back started. But it is this intention, this action fueled by conviction of a consistent, persistent pursuit, a desire that you must be what you can be or get to where you must be, that creates the transformation of the information. Our subconscious mind becomes the bridge between what we want and what we ultimately achieve. Once again, as a reminder, if you'd like to replay the guides, the exercises from today, just email me, David means beloved, at D is my first initial, Meltzer means servant. Email me, let me be a beloved servant to you, David@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson in turning our desire to be what we must be or become is that feed our minds intentionally. Don't just be intentional about what you say, what you do, but feed our minds intentionally. Our subconscious competency that runs from the subconscious to the unconscious mind, from the conscious mind, our subconscious mind never stops. It never stops. It's a repetitive engine, an intermediate source of information. It's turning all those ideas, those thoughts into a form. Our subconscious mind never stops. And about 80% of those thoughts in the subconscious mind that never stop, unfortunately, are negative. Every conversation we have, every experience, and every thought becomes an investment then that influences our future decisions and behaviors, our future thoughts that become future perceptions, future meaning, and future behavior, which becomes future results. If we spend our days consuming negativity, if we spend our days responding to the fear that needs us to defend ourselves, to prove ourselves, to control the uncontrollable, the circumstances, the uncertainty of the future, if we spend our days consuming distraction, these inputs into our conscious cellular structure, the short-term memory that we have, this cellular memory that we have, these inputs begin shaping our subconscious mind, which will change our genetic and our energetic inheritance. It will change our beliefs. It will change our behaviors. If we intentionally consume wisdom, gratitude, and possibility, probability, and perspective that give us the meaning, that gives us our behaviors, our thinking, our thoughts begin moving in that exact same direction. We must realize that every thought that we have is an investment. Just as compound interest grows with our financial wealth, consistent positive inputs compound into greater confidence, opportunity, options, touches of favor, achievements, and ease. If we're not auditing the daily inputs, if we're not utilizing the cancel, clear, collect mechanism, that includes, please mute that, Nick, includes our conversations, media relationships, eliminating influence that creates this reaction of the need to defend, to control, to prove, that creates the limitation of the meaning of our past, the limitation of our self-image, knowing we'll never overachieve that self-image. We need to replace the content, the people, places, things, events, circumstances, with the future that we want to create. If you would like the guide, or you would like the cancel, clear, connect mechanism to clear the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious competencies so that we feed our minds intentionally, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The second lesson, we need to give our objectives, our alignment, our divine direction, our goals, emotional power, energy, emotion, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration. Our thoughts become powerful when they're combined with the energy, emotion, with the emotion. Our emotion tells our subconscious what deserves prioritization, what deserves attention, what deserves intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. It is that emotion that is the prioritizer of what's important to the subconscious, which then has the most impact on the unconscious competency, our genetic and energetic inheritance. A goal, a divine direction, an objective, a divine direction connected to gratitude with purpose, thoughts with purpose, and service action creates far more motivation and inspiration than one person that solely is focused in on the end results, on money or recognition, which satisfies, by the way, the need to be what? Right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, proves or defends or controls the situation when we attach our emotions to money or recognition. This energy and emotion, whatever emotions we repeatedly attach to what we feel, to our divine direction, our goals, our outcomes, that is which becomes the fuel that moves us forward. When we connect with all the divine, the meaning of the past in the divine, the present with the divine, and our future with the divine, with gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration, we will have a definiteness of purpose. The common denominator of all successful people, the ability to need to be what we want to be or become. Focus on who will benefit when we succeed, who can help us succeed. The fastest way to get to where we want to be is to look for those who's, to look to Scott Simon and TM, look to the people that sit in the situation you want to be in and ask them for direction, but also don't forget the people that you can help get to where they want to be. That's why we're here in this neighborhood, this frequency of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. We need to visualize, visualize all around us, not just putting up a vision board. Your home is a vision board, as Marie Diamond talks about. If you haven't checked out the Marie Diamond app or Marie Diamond about how to use all visualization of everything we surround ourselves with the divine direction, our goals and objectives, while experiencing positive emotions. This is what I wrote about in Don't Do Business with Dicks. Understanding how toxicity needs to be ditched, how we need to surround ourselves with the positive influences using gratitude, empathy, accountability, and inspiration. If you want to learn more about how to give our divine direction, our goals, our objectives, emotional power, energy, emotion, just email me, David, that means beloved, at D, first initial, Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Email me. We'll give you the replay, the guides, and the exercises from today. Happy to help. The third lesson on turning this desire into action is focus on possibility instead of past limitations. Our subconscious, that repetitive intermediate decision of information that's informing you on what to do, say, think, feel, and believe, informing the universe on what to put into form, monetization or materialization of that focus, we need to focus on the possibilities that will turn to probabilities, that will turn to perspective, that will turn to your reality. Our subconscious mind will respond to whatever we consistently not only pay attention to, but give intention to. It will respond to it. That's why attention plus intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, that's called focus, turns into the coincidences, the coinciding of what we desire, the materialization or monetization of what we desire. When we focus on obstacles, interference, we notice more interference. When we're worried, not only are we creating interference between us and our divine direction, but we're wishing for what we don't want. When you have anxiety, frustration, anger, guilt, resentment, separation, inferiority, superiority, all of these things interfere with what we want and give you more of what you don't want. But when we focus in on what we want, those opportunities, our nothingness, pushing a boulder to the top of the hill just to have it roll down to the bottom, living our lives like tubes, food in and food out. When we focus on the opportunities, options, and touches of favor, we begin finding resolution. Because every problem that we will encounter already has the solution. It's just a lapse of time before it becomes a resolution, a resolution. And that's how you begin fueling the resolution, by focusing in on what you want in a divine direction of where you want to be, and aligning the meaning of the past by making your thoughts, your perspective, your meaning, and the meaning, the behaviors that are aligned in that divine direction. Different people experience the same challenge. Some of them see only setbacks, failures, and mistakes, while the others discover the lessons, the relationships, the opportunities, the touches of favor, because of where they place their intention and pay attention to it by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with that place. Our focus, which is attention plus intention, which equals the coincidences, our focus determines our thoughts, our perspective, our meaning, our behaviors, and it is our behaviors aligned with our divine direction that will get us the results we desire or better. This is how we replace scarcity, interfering thinking with abundant thinking, with more than enough thinking, with the wisdom and faith that's necessary to shorten that distance of resistance, the necessary distance of resistance. It's interesting today, because when I grew up, knowledge was power, right? And today, knowledge is a commodity. You can get knowledge everywhere at the touch of your finger, at speeds in which I never could imagine, with accuracy and creativity that I never imagined, which just makes wisdom, as my friend who was the real estate person that was on at the very end of Scott Simon's segment was talking about why AI won't replace her, because AI just makes her more human. And the wisdom of humanity cannot be replaced. Knowledge can, right? You know, how to do a contract and all the different administrative things can easily be done much better with humans. But that's why AI is placed here, to make humans more human, because wisdom is not a commodity. Knowledge is. And it's your wisdom and faith that will replace scarcity with abundant thinking. Ask yourself, what is it I want? Categorize things. Is this aligned with what I want, or is this interfering with what I want? Train ourselves to look for the opportunities, the resolutions in every problem, challenge, setback, and mistake. It's there. It's just a lapse of time until you find it. That's why it's called a resolution. It's already there. Find those resolutions. Move in your divine direction. Turn your possibilities into probabilities, your probabilities into your perspective into your meaning into your behaviors into your reality. There is the formula of results. But it only happens if we focus on the possibilities instead of the limitations. We put limitations when we look at our past mistakes, failures, setbacks, defining moments, and historical relevances. We limit our self-image. Noting, as I mentioned before, you'll never overachieve your own self-image. Let's expand your self-image as the universe is expanding, as you are and walk with the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing that loves you more than your mom. If you would like the exercise guide or replay of lesson number 3 or the whole shebang, just email me David, pinned right there on the screen, David@dmeltzer.com, David@dmeltzer.com. The 4th lesson, build your intention through repetition, through the enjoyment of, I'm going to repeat, the enjoyment of the consistent, which human beings don't like, persistent, which human beings don't like, pursuit of your potential, which human beings don't like their own potential. They like to listen to what they can't do, what other people want, what's missing, what they don't have, what social media wants, instead of building belief through their own enjoyment of the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of their potential of what they want. Comfortability and confidence isn't created overnight, or we all would be experts so quickly. Every repeated thought, action, words, beliefs, feelings, every one of these repeated intentions strengthen our behaviors, strengthen our internal being, strengthen what we do, say, think, feel, and believe that shape our identity, expand, grow our identity, and give us a bigger vessel to receive and to give and to ask. So many athletes, entrepreneurs, and leaders that I work with don't become confident because they never fail. They become confident because they've consistently practiced excellence and found resolutions when they did fail. Your job is to be a resolutioner, a resolutioner. We're not confident because we never fail. Just ask Michael Jordan. We're confident because of what we learn from when we fail. Success isn't an event. It's the outcomes of repeated behaviors becoming part of who we are. It is the meaning and the behaviors that determine who we are. That also, by the way, defines our success, our outcomes, our results that are accelerating through that behavior, aggregating through that behavior, and compounding exponentially through that behavior. When we create these daily thoughts, daily perceptions, daily meanings, and daily behaviors that are aligned in the divine direction of where we want to be or better, this is what will accelerate, aggregate, and compound those results. When we repeat these empowering thoughts, words, beliefs, feelings every morning and every night, when we repeat gratitude alone, 0.1 seconds, and it's free every night before we go to bed and every morning when we wake up. And if you could do that for 30 straight days, which seems so simple because it's free, and it's 0.1 seconds, but it's not, because we all know the simple things to do are simple not to do. It took me 9 months before I did not miss one night or one morning of saying thank you, even though I never heard anyone that told me that gratitude is anything but the most impactful thing that we can do, say, think, feel, or believe. When we are building these beliefs through repetition, through the enjoyment of the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of our potential, we reinforce that identity through that behavioral equation of positive results. If you want to learn how to build your beliefs through repetition, if you want to enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of that potential, then email me, David means beloved, at D, first initial, Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Let me build your beliefs through repetition. Email me, David at dmeltzer.com. The fifth lesson is the difference between behavior desire and devotion, the discipline and devotion. We need to turn this desire into devotion, into conviction. You see, so many people are disciplined, but they're disciplined without devotion, without divine direction, without the conviction. They're disciplined in their work. They're disciplined in the work, but they wonder why they don't make any money. They're so busy working, they don't make any money. They're disciplined in the work and they don't spend any time with their family and wonder, how can I be so disciplined when I work for my family, not any time with my family? Oh, and I'm also disciplined in my health, my work. How come I'm not healthy? Because you're disdisciplined. You're not devotional. You lack the conviction. It is free will that allows us to do, say, think, feel, and believe what we want in alignment with where we want to be by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing. Think about how easy it is, knowing that we have complete control over what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, and how we respond to it, to quit smoking. I'll give you the solution. I know there's billions of dollars in quit smoking, but if you never put a cigarette in your mouth, you will quit smoking. How could I not put a cigarette in my mouth? It's called free will. I'm not going to do, say, think, feel, or believe that I need to put a cigarette in my mouth. But that takes conviction. It takes devotion, not just discipline. If it's just discipline, you would be overwhelmed with the desire, the conviction to put a cigarette in your mouth. So many people are drifters and they're interested in the results. They're in fact attached emotionally to those results. They're so interested in their success, but only a few aren't drifting. Only a few become convicted, devotional, committed by turning and taking that thought of success and doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing it every single day when circumstances become difficult because there is no evidence we're going to get to where we want to be, or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be. That's when you have to find the light, the love, and the lessons through gratitude. That's when you need to forgive yourself for the mistakes that you made. That's when you need to be accountable and ask yourself, what did I do to be responsible to participate in this perception, to attract this to myself, and what am I supposed to learn from it? When there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to what it'll be, that's what you need to do to be inspired in spirit, to be at your highest self, to access the infinite amount of energy, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration that you are part and parcel of. When a person is interested in getting healthy, but exercises when it's convenient, they're an extra miler, no pun intended, in their exercise. They're an extra miler. They go the extra mile every once in a while, jog, 13 miles on a Saturday. They go the extra mile every once in a while and then use that to justify why they aren't where they want to be. A person who's committed to their health shows up regardless of the mood, weather, or the schedule. They show up every day with a minimum amount of assigned time. They make it their non-negotiable behavior, no matter what the circumstances of the day are. I'm going to do a minimum of an hour on my health every single day. That's a non-negotiable behavior. That takes circumstances out of your life. That gives you control in which the ego desires. That is what will allow you to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. Stop being an extra miler, be an empty miler where nobody is, because humans and human nature hate being repetitive and honest. And you got to be repetitive and honest if you're going to turn your desire into conviction, into devotion. The difference between interest, discipline, and commitment is devotion, is the discipline plus the divine direction and intention and conviction that it takes. Conviction will transform the desire, the discipline into consistent, persistent action and align you with the divine direction in which you choose. That difference is simply devotion. That's why it's not just wisdom, which will never be a commodity, which will allow you to use AI and knowledge. That's what AI is, knowledge. It will allow you to use it to make you more human and allow you to transform that desire into consistent action in a persistent manner in the pursuit of your potential, not what other people think, not what other people want or desire. We need to know our what we want in alignment with where we want to be and align the meaning of our past by the thoughts, the perceptions, the meaning, and the behaviors. But we also need to know our who we can help and who can help us so we can figure out the how with either non-negotiable behavior or negotiable behavior. We need to connect with our source of omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, infinite, abundant, unified system of intelligence, intuition, and inspiration every single day. We need to connect it to the thoughts about our purpose, which turns into the perception of our purpose, which turns into the meaning of our purpose, which turns into purposeful behavior and purposeful results. So if we know our what or who or how, we can do it now and do it next, knowing 100% of the things we do now get done. And the 100% of the things we do next get done, even though 99% of all statistics are made up. When we connect to our purpose, we serve as the beloved servant you are. Let's take inventory of what we want, who we can help, who can help us, how to get it done, and know the divine direction and the non-negotiable behaviors, and then prioritize the other hours of the day of circumstantial behavior to know our now and know our next so we can apply our why. Stop searching for your purpose. Stop searching for your why. Just apply it. Identify what you're doing to control, defend, or prove yourself, and move then by stopping, dropping, breathing, and rolling into your divine direction. When your mind, body, and soul are on fire, you got to stop, drop, and roll. If you would like the exercises, guides, books, the replay from today, from lesson number 5, especially turning desire into conviction, if you want to learn to stop, drop, and roll, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. The final lesson for today, turning desire into intention or action, build your faith through your behaviors, through your action, through your intention. Faith isn't waiting for certainty. It's not waiting for certainty before you act. Faith is always there, especially when the evidence isn't. Faith is always there, especially when the evidence isn't. Faith grows as we consistently, persistently pursue our potential by keeping the promises to ourselves each and every day and creating that evidence through intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, and executing on it in the empty mile, not the extra mile. We're building this faith through what we pay attention and give intention to, through the thoughts, the perceptions, the meaning, and behaviors. And it becomes easier, not dis-easier. Every completed workout, by the way, so many mornings I wake up at 4 a.m. after my meditation for 20 minutes and say to myself, I don't want to work out. But I've never worked out and said to myself, I wish I didn't work out. Every completed workout I finish, every difficult, uncomfortable situation, conversation, or business opportunity strengthens our confidence, gives us comfortability through ease that we're capable of achieving what we desire or better. And it gives us bigger and brighter goals every time we've completed. Faith is not blind optimism, though. Faith isn't just prayer and sitting on the couch high and broke and sick on your mom's couch dreaming about what you want with faith that God will provide it to you. It's not blind optimism. Faith isn't blind optimism, easy for me to say. It's confidence and comfortability and ease earned through the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential with non-negotiable behaviors and the circumstantial prioritization of negotiable behaviors. Our non-negotiable behaviors should make sure we should include our sleep and our health and our family and our finance, our faith, the study of time, of course, and the study of relativity or meaning of the time, so that all of our thoughts, words, beliefs, feelings are aligned in the divine that turn into our perception into meaning and meaning into those behaviors every single day, enjoying it consistently, persistently in the pursuit of our potential. Learning to love what we don't like or love. Learning to love what we don't like or love about what we love. If anybody wants a better relationship, teach your spouse to learn to love what they don't like or love about what they love you. Celebrate. Celebrate all that's celebratable. Celebrate the small, consistent, persistent behavior. Celebrate your non-negotiables. Keep our promises that we make to ourselves, and you'll keep the promises that you make to others. This will build confidence. This will make you comfortable. This will allow you to take action before we feel ready. This will build our faith. It's wisdom and faith that shorten that distance of position between the struggle and solution that exists and the resolution. It is wisdom and faith that shorten that distance of resistance that we create for ourselves. If you would like to learn how to build faith, if you'd like to replay the guys, the exercises, email me, David means beloved, D is my first initial, Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Email me, David@dmeltzer.com, pin right below. Turning our desire into intention and action. Every result, every outcome, every achievement we admire was created internally first before it became visible externally. Everything happens twice. One inside, one outside. Everything happens twice. It starts with our thoughts, and then it moves to perception, perception to meaning, meaning to what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. Attention plus intention equals these coincidences, the coinciding of the universe outside of us with what we desire inside of us, or better, we don't know because there's no evidence and the evidence is contrary. We don't know because we're not omniscient, all-powerful, and all-knowing. We don't know what's better for us, so we have to have faith as well. Our thoughts shape our perception. Our perception shapes our meaning. Our meaning shapes our behaviors. Our behaviors shape our results. It's that simple. It's the formula of turning desire into intention or action. The highest performers that I've been around, the billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, the celebrities, athletes, and entertainers, the highest performers don't simply pursue success. They don't pursue outcomes. They cultivate. They cultivate the mindset, the handset, the heart set that create the behaviors and the habits and the energy to put into motion, the emotions that naturally produce it in that natural equation of results. Success isn't something to chase. Success is something we allow by aligning what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, and what we want or desire in the future or better. Use these formulas, use these exercises, use these guides to get you to where you want to be or better. I promise you, you will make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. This has been Turning Desire into Intention or Action Training. Join us, be informed, be invited. But remember, most importantly, to be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. Do good deeds.